This is the lake meditation. This meditation will be practiced lying down. Lying down is a very good time to contact the body, to be awake to the body. So at this time, find a comfortable place to lie on the floor, mat, or your bed, anywhere that supports you. And we will begin now the lake meditation. Start now by noticing the qualities of your breath as it moves in and out and through the body. Lying down has in it a quality of expansion and surrender. We will now allow ourselves to be held, cradled by the floor, the bed, mat, wherever you're lying. Just let go into the body. Let the breath come and go. At any time, you may tune out my words as you need to. Above all, honoring and connecting to your own experience first. Now let us begin. Picture in your mind's eye a lake, a body of water held in a depression in the surface of Mother Earth, a local pooling of waters held and contained with a boundary of sorts. Lying under the sky, totally itself, not going anywhere. The lake just is. The water pools here. As the lake lies where it lies, the waters reflect the clouds, the sky, the birds, trees, and rocks that all surround the lake, even the mountains. On a calm day, the surface of the lake may be mirror-like, so that the lake itself holds the inverted image of its world. Clouds come and go. Birds fly by in the reflection. The light constantly changes as the sun journeys across the sky. The lake is different in each moment, yet always remaining its essential self. Even if the water level changes, it remains the same. At night, the moon, stars, and the dark outline of the trees and the rocks may reflect in the still water. When the wind stirs, the images stir also, and they can disappear into the ripples, into the choppiness. As the seasons change, the lake reflects what is. As the weather changes, so does the lake. Rain, fog, storms, lightning, thunder, all become part of the lake's repertoire. The surface can be whipped to a frenzy, turbulence. Yet, down below, it may still be calm. The most gentle undulations within the most violent storms. Even when the surface freezes, the lake may be teeming with life underneath. In the semi-darkness, or in the total darkness. As you lie here, if it feels comfortable, allow your body and the image of the body of the lake to merge as one. To become eventually one, so that you feel cradled, embraced, contained by the floor, the mat, or the bed. Open to whatever comes by, whatever passes over, with the awareness of any guests that may move across the surface of the mind and the body. Those guests in the form of sensations, thoughts, feelings, or emotions. Whether those thoughts, feelings, and emotions be pleasant or unpleasant and disturbing. The lake doesn't demand on being clear and reflective at all times. Yet it is in its own very nature to be still, present, and to be its essential self, even if it goes through changes, and even as its surface is responsive to the storms and the weather of the world. In the same way, we are tightly coupled to the weather conditions of our mind and our world, our private world of hopes and concerns, stories and history. The lake continually goes through changes and yet remains its essential self. Its essential self to be still, open, receptive, wherever it finds itself. We too, in each moment, lying here, can feel deep in our own hearts, deep into our own stories. And underneath it all is our essential stillness, our essential wholeness. Something so true that is sometimes called our true nature, who we really are. When we cease to identify with our stories, we find that we are the entirety of the water. So in this stillness now, allow your lake nature, to express itself right here, right now.